Stacey and Jay Spoo, East Coast Radio.
Welcome to East Coast Radio. Stacey and Jay Spoo here with you until 6. Happy Wednesday,
Hola.
Everybody.
Hola, how you doing, Stacey? No, man.
No. Good. Thank you so much, Jay Spoo. I was just regaling Nicholas Tatham, our sports lead. I'm moving, right?
Yeah.
And I thought now would be a good time to do the contents of the TV cabinet, like the unit.
Yeah.
And because my paperwork is in there, you know, my filing
is that
system.
Where, is, that your,
yes.
is that your filing cabinet?
Yes. And somewhere in and amongst all this nonsensical nonsense, I found no less than 7 old cell phones. Now, don't ask
7.
Me what I was planning on doing with them. Yes. There is
Eyeball.
A, including, but not limited to, a Nokia 3310.
Never, ever, ever.
Swears. And
ever.
I bet you $5 to nuts, if I were to plug that thing and if I could find the relevant charger, I could still place it.
I don't even think it needs a charger.
It's probably still going.
It's
still, yeah.
The battery's
still going.
It's giving dangerous mystery situations. Giving,
it's giving hoarders, is
it's
what
giving
it's giving.
Dollars under the sofa tendencies like Ramaphosa.
But I mean, I just. I never throw those
it's
things
scandal.
Away. You know, like in case your phone breaks. Apparently, I've been in panic that my phone may break since at least the early 2000s.
Geez, so many phones. 7 entire phones.
Cool.
And
listen.
you've taken that 3310 with you
everywhere from the time
on
I
numerous
lived.
Moves.
Yeah. Yes, from the time I was in
and
Cape
you will
Town.
Still,
yeah.
And you will still take it with.
And
you.
It's going to the new house too.
Yeah, they call them hoarders in America, but we're just gonna call it.
You'll see me on the latest season coming soon in 2026.
All right, man. Listen, today's a Wednesday, and every Wednesday, because the kids are back at school, we have decided to activate the Kiddies Hotline. And today, we are just going to get an update on how the holidays were. We want you to share with us some of the highs and lows that you encountered during the school holidays. Make sure you send us a voice note to this number, 061-792-9495. Good luck to all the parents out there. Especially with the homework, guys, we are tripping on basic maths. Izolo, I was doing Azanda's maths homework. He's doing multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction. Right? I thought going in.
You're like, this I can do.
Oh,
2 plus 2.
No,
nailing
since
it.
I went in, I was like, yeah, we're doing this thing. And then this kid, out of nowhere, decides to ask me, Dad, what is 999 divided by 7? I was like, oh, wait, hold on. I need to go to the bathroom quickly. Whip out my calculator.
Of course, the abacus, I think.
Then got the answer. Then I came back. Then I was like, gotcha, boy, what were you asking me? Then you know when you do that thing of like you calculating your.
Yes.
So like, yeah, no, Dad, I'm asking you for 999. What's the answer? Then it's like 999 divided by 7. Okay. Then I was like, okay, boy, it's 142.714.
Not 0.714. Recurring.
I need to make sure I know my things for my son, guys. But it's rough. Good luck to all the parents out there handling the scandal about it. It's rough.
Well, look, I mean, to be fair, have kids, they said.
Anyway,
it'll be fun, they said. In the spirit of that, we welcome back the Kiddies Hotline.
It's the Kiddies Hotline.
Now, in case you are new, welcome to you as well. But every Wednesday, when the kids are attending scholastic activities and creating questions that their parents cannot answer without having to do a quick calculation themselves, we ask the kids of KZN a particular question every Wednesday. They then get free rein and your data to respond by voice note on 061-792-9495. They've obviously been on school holidays for a minute. So just to the youths
the
of
youngins.
KZN, we would like to say the following to you.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to you. We really hope that you had fun these past holidays. And the question that we're asking the kids for today actually has something to do with the holidays. The highs and the lows, the grand moments and the boring moments. What were they? We want to know all about that.
Because you know there's going to be at least one child who's like, I was so bored. So bored. My parents left me at home with my younger siblings. You know, this is triggering content for me. And
wow.
I just had to look after it. I was so bored. So, kiddies, share with us. You've been on holiday for a minute. You're back at school now. I'm sure you're very thrilled to be back with your friends. However, when you were on school holidays, where were you? Like, with granny?
What did you do?
With your aunties?
Yeah.
With your cousins? What was your favorite part? And were there any parts that were just a little bit like,
meh?
Yeah, a bit, eh. Tell us. Take mom's phone, dad's phone, guardian's phone, 061-792-94. 495.
Hi, East Coast Radio. My name is Jordan Ravraj, and the highlight of my holiday was going to Pazulu Safari Park. At the Safari Park, I put snakes around my neck, and the low worst part of my holiday was when my granddad died. of cancer.
Hello, Auntie Stacey and Uncle Jay Spoon. My name is Madison Judon and I'm 10 years old. I was really sad when my friend couldn't come over for a sleepover because she was a bit too nervous to. Because when she was 9, she cried at the sleepover because she missed her mom. And then when it was really nice when my other friend came over for a sleepover and we had a lot of fun and then we had lots of play dates.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
We have returned to the ones who will tell us the truth, to the kids. It is a Wednesday. Kiddies Hotline is very much alive and well, and the kids, they have things to say.
It's the Kiddies Hotline.
All right, so back to school, back to reality. I'm sure the holidays had the highs and lows that most kids are willing to share about, and we want to know all about them. What are some of the highs and lows of your break? Did you have a great time? Do you have a mad time? What happened? 0617929495. And the kids, Stacey, apparently are living a well-balanced life.
Yeah, but they're not paying for anything.
Good and bad.
Must be nice.
Hello, my name is Wiz Khalika. I went to the beach. I went to the crocodile park.
Ah!
But the only thing that is boring is that they drive back to home.
Hello, it's Coast Radio. The nicest thing about holidays was eating 6 times a day.
Eating 5 times a day.
Yeah, because you're bored, so you want to eat. Like when I walked into the studio early and I was like, I'm hungry. And then I remembered I ate like 20 minutes ago. Me and that baby girl, same.
They must only have one holiday in the year, I feel. Like,
but then how long would that be?
The kids must always be at school.
In fact, let's go around the room to all the parents on the show. So, Jay, you're saying the kid should have 1 month.
1 month
of school holidays.
The
rest is
11 months at school.
Nicholas Tatham, Nicholas Tatham, sports lead?
Well, let's just say that I've already looked at the calendar and found out when half term is for Sophie, which is in exactly a month's time. So I'm not looking forward to that.
Oh. But,
the holidays should be...
Yes.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
No, I'm joking. I loved
three
it.
Weeks?
You're like, it's great.
I love having Sophie around.
And you love having Xander around.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
You can't let them go to school for 11 months.
No. You'd miss them so.
That was a joke, guys.
Was it? What's wrong with your voice?
I don't know.
Drop a couple of decibels there.
Can we focus on giving away some money?
Yeah, oh, look over there.
Part of your decompression session. Stacey and Chase Boo on East Coast Radio.